Let's start with all the gossip that happened once again this week at Foxborough. It seems like it's never going to come to an end, Bert. And this week's new item is a book with Bill Belichick, and it covers a lot of different items about Bill Belichick, the person and the head coach. And one of the details is that there could have been a divorce between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick at one point, and that Tom Brady and his family are very upset with Bill Belichick. Where do you think things are now, Bert?
I think that they have gotten them back to where it's level again. This is the important thing to remember here is where the baseline is. The baseline is that there's always been, I think, like a healthy level of tension between quarterback and coach, because part of the foundation of the program is that they can treat Tom Brady like he is the 30th guy in the roster. And so, you know, I think it's enabled a lot of things within the program that they're able to operate that way. And so I think that the relationship's had its ups and downs. And I think they've got it back to a point where it's a working relationship again. And it was never warm and fuzzy before. And I think doing the contract adjustment probably forced that, where that was where they were going to have to say, okay, like, now we have to address Guerrero. We have to address where the relationship is. And at least, you know, my feeling is looking at that, you know, they got it to a sufficient point going forward. The question then becomes, if there are issues in September or October, there are bumps, which you're generally going to have in any NFL season, no matter who you are. Where does the relationship land after that? That, to me, will be the most interesting part going forward. I think it's okay right now, but I think because of where things were last year, it's still susceptible to something changing things.
Bert, Adam Schefter had a report that was not unfamiliar to people that have followed the Patriots about Rob Gronkowski being on the block during the offseason. The report was that a deal was worked out to send Gronkowski to Detroit for a second-round pick, and at that point, Rob Gronkowski threatened retirement, would not take the call of the Lions. Were there any other teams involved in this? And is this something that also, much like you just addressed with Brady, is the something that the Patriots have put behind them at this point?
Sure. I think that this, well, I mean, it's, I give you the same answer in that last part, Chris, that like redoing the contract, making the adjustment to the contract, I think forced everybody into a position where they had to work any underlying issues out. And, that'd be a second time for Gronk to go through that this offseason, because, you know, I know they also did it after the motocross circus press conference, whatever you want to call that thing. I think they're in a decent place. What I would tell you is that Gronk wasn't shopped around the league, but there was communication between the Patriots and teams they trust, and put Houston and San Francisco and Tennessee on that list too, to gauge the interest, gauge what the value for Gronk was going in a trade. I don't think the value is probably quite where the Patriots would have liked it to be, based on what I know about how a couple of those teams feel about him. It was certainly part of trade discussions, which I think we all reported at the time. What I can tell you additionally is that I think it was pretty limited to teams the Patriots trust, because they didn't want to get it out. That they didn't want it getting out there that they were, you know, that serious about moving him.
I just got to ask the obvious question: why would the Patriots want to trade Rob Gronkowski?
I think as much as anything else, it was about subjecting him to the rules the way they'd been there for 18 years. And, I mean, look, we've seen big stars go out the door before. I mean, Gronk's a historic player, you know, and I think he's played the tight end position at about a high level as anybody has ever played it. And so, you know, maybe that makes him a little different. But, I mean, we saw Richard Seymour go out the door. We saw Lauren Mooney go out the door. We saw Deion Branch traded on the doorstep of the 2006 season. So, we've seen great players, you know, basically be shipped out of here because they weren't the maintenance that it took to get them on the field and keep them on board hit out. In the Patriots' mind, it outweighed the value that they were bringing to the team. And I think the amount of maintenance that it took to get Gronk where we needed him to be, to get him on the field and all that, I think it was getting to the point this offseason where the Patriots felt like, you know, maybe that maintenance was starting to get close to what he was on the field. And that's everything. That's the injury stuff. That's, you know, handling all the off-field stuff. It's everything, you know. And so that's why that's the way I'd answer that question. That's the way I always felt like it's been with the other guys too, is that you know, when the amount of maintenance that each guy demands kind of gets close to what the value on the field is, that's usually where they look at the idea of getting rid of a guy, and I think that's where Gronk was.
All right, Bert, appreciate the time. You can give Bert a follow on Twitter, @AlbertBreer, and, of course, read him at the MMQB.